Ni kan fråga precis vad ni vill sen.
Du vas a traducirle a él.
Yo voy a traducir del castellano al sueco y del sueco al castellano.
Y del sueco al castellano, perfecto.
Sí, ¿y tú?
Yo voy a moderar la rueda de prensa.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the press conference of the film of the official section, The Giant, a film which is programmed in the 64th edition of the San Sebastian Film Festival. And to talk about the film, we have with us the director, Johannes Nyholm, actors Christian Andren, Anna Bjelkerud, Johan Killing, the actor of Fergerty, Johan Lundgren, and the producer, Maria Dahlin. Excuse my surnames and pronunciation in Swedish, but above all, I would like to ask a question. Johannes, could you explain a little bit about the film in the sense that how did it occur to you and how did it come about? Because it's your opera prima, it's your first feature film. So could you talk about that a little bit, if you'd be so kind?
Hello, thank you very much for allowing me or us to come here. We are a huge bunch coming from Sweden and Denmark, 26 people all together. So it's a huge thing for us all. This is almost the first time the film is shown, the first time in Europe. It's been pretty mighty experience to be in this great cinema and have this fantastic response. So muchas gracias for that. About the film, it's had a lot of different inputs from mostly from personal experiences I've had through my life that I kind of combined into a story that's people are supposed to follow. I mean, I've played a lot of petanque in my life, for example, playing in a club that's quite similar to the club in the film. And I had a dream when I was very small, when I was 4 years old, that was like a feverish dream that reoccurred many times during my early years. And it gave me a kind of weird vision of reality and a feeling that I couldn't communicate to the rest of the world and the rest of the world couldn't really communicate with me. And that gave me inspiration to this kind of alienated psyche of the main character, Rickard, in the film.
Mm-hmm. Muy bien. No sé si hay... Oh, sorry. si hay... Preguntas para director.
Are there any questions for the director or the actors or any of the people in the cast and the crew that are and the producers who are here with us today? So.
Sí, ahí ten-
yes, we have a question there. Let's wait for the microphone. No, I'm sorry. Microphone will have to be turned on. No. Ah, now we can hear her perfectly. I would like to know of that universe that you're talking about, Johannes, that you've linked to, what's the one that's really touched your fiber to because it's such a different landscape of people, and at the end tell a very sad story of a mother and a child and a son who never get to see each other and meet each other. He perdido un par de palabras en cuanto a la traducción. Oh, Where did it occur to you, that is to say, or to use all of those people in that sort of landscape where what happens at the end, it's a fantastic landscape, but what happens at the end, the mother and the son don't end up meeting. How did that occur to you?
I mean, it was always important for me to have, I mean, if you explain this film in just a couple of sentences, it might sound very tragic and dark. But it has always been the objective for me to show a film full of light and a lot of humor. So every time I had the possibility to choose between the two, to go deep down. I've always, or to make it a bit lighter, I've always chosen the later, because it's so, it's like an easy goal, or whatever you say. It's like, it could be, there's no, for me, it's no use to kind of dwell too much into something. The film is more, for me, it's more trying to portray the possibility of hope in any situation, even though it might seem really, really tough. There's always a glimpse of a hope or a possibility of a saga hiding there somehow. I'm not sure this was really a good response. I mean, the ending is a lot about that, for sure.
Further questions? Yes. No, I would just like, could you go further in depth as regards to the idea of the giant, that metaphor, which is so colorful and so brilliant, and could you explain the choice of your cast and how they were selected, okay?
With the giant, it was an idea for me to have a small guy encapsulating the whole world in a way. He looks so... so unmighty in his appearance, but to me it was really important that that I could show that there's hiding a whole universe inside him. If you're just curious to see it, there's so much in him that you can that I want to lift up. And about the cast, there's a combination of a lot of so-called amateur actors and professional actors, and to me it was mostly important that I could find people that had that could relate to the characters in real, that had maybe experiences that could color their the character that they are portraying with Rickard or Christian Andrén. I know it would be an impossible task to find a person that could portray this guy with this mask on him and that kind of that you could have his thoughts and his mind and his the depth going on inside him to be conveyed through this super thick mask, but it was really, really important to find a person that could that had a lot of experiences and that could understand Rickard, because I don't think many people do in that sense. And otherwise, I mean, the casting process has been so important for many reasons. It's written like a combination of a documentary and a fiction film, and I really want the documentary feel to be since there's so many extreme situations, so many extreme people in there, with Rickard the most extreme of them all. I want people to believe in him and to believe in this universe, that it's actually happening for real. And then I wanted people to be in there that doesn't seem that they are acting. So that's why I choose to work with a lot of amateurs and a lot of actors that are so good that they look like amateurs. You take it as a compliment, you are. You too, because it's compliments.
Yeah, it's the most difficult thing to play if you're going to do a character work like that. That you have a director that trusts in you and that let you go, and also when you're going to intervene with a lot of people that doesn't have the experience of acting, but they have an experience of being a human being. And then you play with that, and that's really, really fun, and it's also really important that you feel that support, that people don't just say, stop, no, go back, you didn't get that line, What I want to have from an instructor is the situation, where I'm starting and where I'm going, and then let me alone together with the rest of the cast. And that has been fantastic to work with Johannes in that sense.
Sí, sí, tenemos allí.
Yes, there's another question. Hi, I was going to say that perhaps the other actors, could they please tell their experience in the shooting of the film? What about the rest of the actors? Could they speak? Could the rest of the actors say something? This is the best that I've ever done, or the best thing I've ever participated in. Sorry, I'm a bit nervous and I don't know what to say. I'm stuck for words. It was fantastic to be able to participate in this film.
Att få gestalta Rickard. Jag har ju liksom erfarenhet om autist och sånt där, i och med att det finns i släkten.
I have experience in the issue of autism because there's something of that in my family. Someone's suffers that. That's why it's been a great experience to be able to portray the role of Rickard.
Ja, det är fantastiskt. Alltså liksom, jag gillade manuset direkt när jag läste det.
The fact of participating in creating a character like this was has been a marvelous experience, and I loved the script from the moment I read it.
Sen jag fick ju liksom frågor om jag hade klaustrofobi. Och det sa att jag inte hade, men jag visste inte mycket.
And they asked me whether I was claustrophobic, and I said that I wasn't, but the truth is I didn't know to what extent I was claustrophobic or not.
Man fick ju vara med på möten, och för det var ju viktigt att liksom att jag ska klara av att bära mask hela dagarna.
I'm referring about the experience of wearing the mask. The working days were very long. We took almost 3 hours to place the mask on my face, and then we worked for about 8 hours, and then we took another hour to take the mask off. That is to say, I had to get up very early and also get to bed very late. So therefore, the experience was marvelous, and I did the best I could, and the result is what you've seen on the screen. Thank you.
När man blandar professionella skådespelare och amatörer.
It's always difficult to mix professional actors with amateur actors. Johannes is a very demanding director who never gives in, and from the outset I've worked as a theater actress, a play actress, actress in plays.
Han plockade ner alla eventuella teatermaner man eller jag hade på ett väldigt väldigt bra sätt.
Får vi se då?
Kommer inte ihåg. Nej, men man har tillit till dig.
For me it felt more like I was relaxing and gave you total freedom and it just went really well without me doing anything.
Yes, maybe, but but I felt secure with you, and I felt that you were secure with me. And when you said something, I understand you totally, and as an theater actress, I understood what you wanted and what I had to göra någonting åt.
Me dejaste muy claro.
It was quite clear what I had to do. I felt total confidence in you as the director.
For now.
That's all for now. Yes.
Hola, buenas tardes.
Hey, good afternoon. Congratulations to the film. It's a very delicate and very subtle film. Congratulations, and it's very beautiful. Johannes, I would like to ask you, how do you sell a story of this nature vis-a-vis production? How do you sell a production for your first feature film? And as you said before, it's very complicated to tell this sort of story and to achieve financing to make it. And then Johan and Christian, and how was the relationship between you two during the shooting of the film? What was the relationship between you two? How'd you get along?
That's a question for me or Johan.
Christian, okay. How did I sell the film? I used to work a lot with music videos and short films before doing this feature. And almost 10 years ago, I made a music video for an artist called The Tallest Man on Earth, which I interpreted his name very literally and made that music video be about a giant walking around in the north of Sweden whistling a melancholic song. And it was really good to have that that short music video as a reference point for financiers or people that didn't really grasp the concept of the movie. And also I've made kind of documentary look, films that looks a bit like documentaries, but with this kind of fantastic, unreal situations. So I try to show that as well and combine that with this music video into some little nice cake for them to munch on, squeeze them down their throat. And I mean, it's always impossible to make people buy your ideas if they haven't the film in front of you. It's really hard. But we met a lot of people and traveling the world and trying to convince people all over. Maybe you would like to add a few words on this? Producer.
Hi. Financing of a film is always difficult. But we had a great opportunity in Cinemart in Rotterdam, where we pitched the film for 50, I think, financiers and co-producers, where we won an award. And after that, some doors really opened, and we met some very enthusiastic people in France, in Denmark, in the Netherlands, and in Europe as a whole, where we got the chance to put a really great funding together. So the difficult thing, I guess, is always with a debut film, but Johannes has such a particular kind of style that if you really love it, you really love it. So we found some financiers that really wanted to be part of the film because they loved his previous short films. So we aimed for the people who really loved his style.
Más preguntas.
For the question for Christian and Richard.
It was to Johan and Christian. What was their relationship, especially Johan, who is a more consecrated, well-known actor? What was your relationship? Because the relationship is very close in the film all the time with Christian. How was that relationship during the shooting of the film? How did you two get along together? That's what I think she's trying to say.
We had a good time. No, I think it's, as always, when you walk into a process like this, it's so open that you are open and that you really look at your co-player in the eyes and you go from there. I mean, you can't put in your acting technique or acting method when you are on shooting. So we had a good time and we could joke around and also we had you had to kind of take in consideration where you are, where the team is, where he is, and you know, just be open. Isn't it so, Christian? Hade vi inte skoj?
Jo, det hade vi. Verkligen skoj.
Yes, we had a great time together.
Min första provfilmningen, eller ja, som jag fick träffa dig, Johan. Den dagen fick jag träffa flera andra som ja, skulle spela mot mig, alltså rollen då.
I remember the first day when I met Johan and the rest of the cast.
När vi satt eller gick ut och rökte tillsammans. Och vi fann liksom en vänskapsrelation direkt.
At that moment I realized that Johan was my favorite. When we went out to have a cigarette, directly there was a direct connection with him. It has been a very close collaboration, a good collaboration. We even traveled to a little town in the south of Sibrisam, I think it's in the south of Sweden, together.
So we could stay there for a week and play ball, hanging out, talking about life, some about death, not really, but life, yeah.
Sen som du säger, att öppenhet är det som är viktigast.
And we were good at improvisation together, and that's fun. It's like playtime, you know.
And as Richard says, Joan, it's important to be very open when you meet another person. Any further questions? I would like to ask a question to Johannes Nyholm. That is to say, the film is your debut film, feature film, but you've shot a lot of short films. With your short films, you've been in Cannes, in Annecy, for example, and there's an animation series which is called Tale of a Little Puppet Boy, and a short which is called Puppet. and which to a certain extent could be this film. Is this a film an extension of your work in short films, or what was it? What has it been like for you to take that leap of that leap from short films to making a feature film all of a sudden? Or is this just a natural extension from making short films that do they make a feature film?
I mean, it's been both a small step and a huge step at the same time. In one way, I'm usually traveling around in a similar universe in my films, combining surreal elements with the everyday kitchen sink realism. But on the other hand, I usually have produced my own films before in my own company with a small crew, a few people, a few actors, or maybe dolls or puppets that I've been moving around. In this film, it was like sometimes 300 extras and a crazily big crew. So it was totally different in that respect from what I've done before. But I really enjoy putting myself in a kind of impossible situation where I lose control, because I think that's the only way to have real life pour into something is if you put yourself in chaotic situations. So it's a tough balance to play to get real life and not get too much chaos. So I've been trying to be on the right scale in this balancing act. And I had a lot of help in this balancing act with Johan Lundborg, the cinematographer in many ways. He's been my kind of right hand in the... I mean, the film is shot very much like a documentary. And it was important for me to have a cinematographer that could direct himself and that could work in a documentary style. And really helped me, since I didn't have an assistant director, and I didn't want Johan to have a traditional B photo, because we should be very mobile to get this documentary look. So my question to you is, Johan, how does it feel? What's your opinion on this way to work? I mean, you are... Am I allowed to ask questions?
I think we had lots of fun. For sure, and I mean, my background is in the documentary filmmaking, so I'm very comfortable. I remember when we did the birthday party scene, Johannes kind of, we said action, and we did the thing, and then you kind of disappeared for like 50 minutes, I think.
I was in front of
you. Yeah, you were in front, you were kind of walking around as an extra, telling every people what to do, and, you know, directing in front of the camera. And I was all by myself for like 50 minutes. It was a 50-minute shot, and I felt really sorry for myself. I'm like, no, this is terrible for me. This is so tough. And then I realized, but it's actually even more tougher for the boom guy who has to hold the boom for 50 minutes. But that was fun, I think. And as a DOP, you kind of strive and aim for making things look good all the time. It's kind of in your how you think. And Johannes... it's the opposite in many ways. You kind of want things the so every time we put on all these lights and stuff, you know, to make it look good, Johannes would walk into the set and he said, "This one, turn that down," and in the end we had no lights or anything except for one lamp or whatever, and so we had to find the balance, or like this kind of realistic, non-luxury style in his everyday life. Rickard's everyday life. So, but that's kind of, it's a little bit hard sometimes as a DOP then to actually aim for things to not look so good, because that's what you like in those parts anyway.
Yeah, it was important to get a really big contrast between this documentary style and the more surreal, fantastic universe of The Giant.
Yeah, I think it was great fun.
Bueno, tenemos que
Okay, we have to finish, but I can't finish by asking a final question, and that is, why petanque? That is to say, why petanque? It's not a sport that we're used to seeing in cinema or in films.
Yeah, I guess that was actually a really tough point when it came to financing. We had that question a lot then, because it's not really maybe a cinematic sport per se. It's a lot about just standing still, focus, breathe, like meditation. But to me, that aspect of the sport fit very well with the main character, Rickard, because he's doing an inner travel. It's like he's trying to create some magic by thought, in a way. I've been playing petanque a lot. I played in a club similar to that club in the film. That's also, of course, a reason why it's there, because it's part of my life, part of my experiences. But it's also, it's a sport that when you play it really, really well, it feels like magic. You can, on a distance of 10 meters, you can shoot a ball that hits exactly on the millimeter, on the spot where you want it to happen. Everyone that played petanque for a long time have felt that sometimes. I'm not a really pro player, but still, I felt it a lot of times just playing it, and it feels like magic.
Did the actors know how to play petanque before the film, Christian and?
No.
Jag började spela boll hårdträna inför filmen när jag fick veta att eller en bit innan jag fick rollen.
I had never played petanque before, but I started to train intensively when I found out that I had gotten the role in the film.
He worked a lot. But I'm an old juggler and a hockey player, so yeah, it went okay. It was fun, but I haven't touched a ball since then. But tonight I think we're going to have a tournament, so why not come down to a park?
Samma, jag har inte spelat sen efter inspelningen, men man är nej, jag gjorde inte det med Johannes nu, utan men jag har önskemål att nog börja ta upp lite grann med boll.
Since we finished recording the film, I've not played petanque either, but I start to feel like playing petanque again. And by the way, in half an hour in the Plaza Guipúzcoa, there will be a championship of petanque with the crew of the film and another Colombian film. So therefore, you're all invited, Plaza Guipúzcoa at 7 p.m. And with this, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the press conference. Thank you to all of you here today for having come with your film. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was a great experience. Thank you.